So is everyone ready to call the meeting to order? Okay, calling to order at 2:02 PM. There is a quorum present. Please note that this meeting is being recorded. First order of business is to review and accept the minutes from the meeting of May 18th, 2022. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
We have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Okay, so do we have any public comment today? Seeing no public comment cards filed, we'll be moving on.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am?
I'd like to ask for a brief moment of silence for the children in Uvalde. If this committee could do that in recognition of that.
As long as there's no opposition, absolutely. All right, if everyone wouldn't mind bowing their heads for a moment of silence. Okay, thank you for that wonderful suggestion, Vice Chair. All right, on to old business. Today we're looking at the annual report. The first order of old business is the date of presentation. We are scheduled to present on the June 16th, 2022 workshop, as long as we are able to finish what we're doing here today. On to the annual report review. What I would like to do is to accept if there are changes that we would like to be made, that we accept the annual report contingent on those changes being made. That way there, we're not coming back here to review a work product that we've already gone through. Does anyone have any opposition to that? So say if we want to change some words around or include different information, that we approve it now contingent on those changes being made. Okay. And it's the same way that we've done it in the past, just because sometimes last minute changes do come up, but we don't want it to derail this process.
I'll make a motion to accept the report as submitted contingent on any changes made during today's meeting. I second.
So seconded. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Aye. Motion passes. Thank you very much, Ms. Barber. Okay, so first of all, I'd like to thank staff. First of all, this is my fourth year on this committee. They've always been very helpful. This is my first year being chair, and I really appreciate all the hard work and dedication and time that goes into helping manage the chairperson for committees like this. So thank you to all the staff. So what we have in front of us is the work product of our discussions from two meetings ago. Ms. Harrigan, unfortunately, was having some technical difficulties, so I went through it and made those updates that we had established. And so this should reflect the work product. We can go page by page, or if anyone has any changes that they would like to see made, please let me know your preference. Yes, ma'am.
In the opening letter,
yes, ma'am,
from the chair, I would like to recommend that we amend the fourth paragraph, mm-hmm, where it says no preliminary conclusions can be drawn at this time regarding the success of the resolution in accomplishing its goals, because this section of that paragraph refers to a single year of data, mm-hmm, is not necessarily statistically significant,
sure,
in this circumstance. We're now in the fourth year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we ought to amend that and say that I'm thinking about the fact that the district has obviously made improvements since the initiation of the referendum as shown by the charts that are included. So it could say something to the effect that although it may, there are many things that contribute to improvements, that the referendum is among those, or it cannot be ignored that these happened since the referendum was implemented, something to that effect. But we're no longer in 1 year. We've had 4 years.
Right.
So I think we ought to acknowledge that.
Right. Yeah, I thought that that sentence did speak back to some of the earlier issues. And, you know, I think we need to be more upfront about the progress that has been made and that we're stepping forward with that.
Sure.
And if we can come up with language that talks about the stepping forward part in the next, you know, next year, the next couple of years.
Great.
So, something about after 4 years of the referendum, the district has shown improvement
in the following areas.
In student achievement. And
isn't 21 the third year?
Yes, I'm counting this year, so yeah.
And you don't have data for that? So.
After 3 years of the referendum.
So I certainly would be comfortable in acknowledging the progress that the school district has made and also stating that that the referendum dollars may play a role in that. We go on to say that there are many factors, but overall that the district is improving. Something along those lines, not verbatim, but acknowledging the referendum, acknowledging the school district for improving, and I don't know that we can tie the referendum and say all of this is because of the referendum.
It's among the factors that could have contributed, because we know that this improvement has been shown during the time we've had the referendum. But we also know there are many factors that contribute to student achievement. So that's what I'm suggesting, since I'm the one who raised the issue.
Certainly.
That is what I would like us to consider, is that we at least tie in the fact that this improvement has been shown during the time we've had the referendum.
Yeah. Vice Chair, did you have something?
Yeah, I did. Where it says no preliminary conclusion, we could put no definitive conclusion can be drawn at this time in success of resolution and accomplishing its goals. And it says in the next to the last line, the primary attribute to the time, a single year of data is not necessarily statistically significant in this circumstance.
Well, we have 3 years now.
Right, so that could be.
I'm not willing to say that anymore.
Okay. Right, that's what I'm saying. That could be changed to the 3 years of this, not a single year.
But I'm not willing to say it's not significant.
Well, I didn't, okay.
That's what that sentence says. I think that sentence should be struck.
Which sentence are you referring to, Ms. Berman?
The no preliminary or the one following it? This is primarily.
A single year of data is not necessarily statistically significant in this circumstance.
Well, and if we change the sentence before that, it doesn't make any sense to have that sentence in there anyway.
Right.
So
I don't think we should try to wordsmith that sentence, because it's no longer true. We're not in a single year of data.
So we're talking about this entire paragraph is talking about relevant outcomes.
Right.
So I think that getting rid of the no preliminary conclusion sentence and saying acknowledging the improvement of the district, stating that there are a lot of factors that impact.
Among them.
And among them could be.
Among them being implementation of the, I mean, one of the things that happened during the time we're looking at was implementation of the referendum.
Does anyone else have any, yes, please?
I think that just saying is improvement to me is a little bit vague.
Mm-hmm.
If we could beef that up a little bit and say things like there has been improvement in perhaps, I'm just talking off the top of my head here, teacher retention mm-hmm. or grades
have improved.
As illustrated further in the report.
Better, yeah.
Or the ability to purchase materials, so forth, to beef up STEM programs, et cetera.
Well,
it doesn't have to be very long.
We illustrate it by showing the school grades.
Right.
But
this is sort of a summary letter. And if you want to say I've shown improvement, or you can just say shown improvement as illustrated in the accompanying report.
That's what I'd like to say. Thank you.
So starting with no preliminary conclusions and then following with this is primarily attributed,
mm-hmm.
both of those are removed.
Okay.
Okay. Is that right?
No problem.
No, that's
well,
not what I, no.
Yes. You
well,
can't say no preliminary conclusions because we're not.
I'm not saying preliminary. I'm saying you can put.
Well, I was starting by saying those are removed, and then we're going to put in the language that we just said that progress has been made in the school district in the areas of retention and so on, mm-hmm. as illustrated in the following information. Mm-hmm. These improvements. We might, you know, we have to talk about these improvements may have been a result of the referendum as well as other factors present present in the school district during that time. That's
so
kind
what do we have to point at to say that the millage, the additional millage, was a contributing factor?
That's why I use the term may, because we're already said.
So what do we have to point out that says that it may have been
the time.
A contributing factor?
The time.
Well, the time element, essentially. Okay. The amount of time that the district has been receiving the millage and the fact that improvements have been made. And I think the other thing is that since we're coming off the pandemic and we still have some indication of some improvement, you know, but again, we've all basically said that we cannot tie all of those threads of improvement to the referendum.
Right.
So I don't think anyone has a problem talking about that. In the next year, we really need to beef up trying to make the link between the referendum and the improvements to the extent that we're able to.
I understand now. Thank you very much for helping walk me through that. So just as an example, the school district has seen significant progress in X, Y, and Z over the over the span of the additional millage money. Although we cannot directly tie all these improvements to the additional millage.
Right.
To the millage.
Yeah, we can't.
To the millage.
To the millage.
Right.
They won't want to help you finish.
I don't think I would say maybe not although, but we cannot. We can't tie all of those improvements to the millage, da 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 da, and then that. Whoops.
Hello, it's me.
Okay, so it would be no definitive conclusion can be drawn at this time regarding the success of the resolution. Of being the primary source of the improvements.
I think that we're talking about nixing both that sentence and the sentence after it.
Well, I read this report, and all through this report, it does have that sentence
mm-hmm.
multiple
well,
times.
Well, I'm going to ask that we take it out multiple times because that was written during the first year. Of the referendum. We are reporting on the third year of the referendum.
I understand we're reporting on the third year.
So it is no longer something that we can't say that during the time of the referendum, the district sustained improvements.
Right.
So that sentence is no longer something that we need to say. We can say that the improvements were sustained during the referendum. We may not, as we know, when we're in education, there are multiple factors that go into improvement. But having the referendum money can also be one of those things that has sustained that. Having an extra half hour of students in school is a factor.
Realistically speaking, I don't know that we can ever say definitively because there are multiple factors. And as we've discussed, some of the benchmarks and the achievements and the improvements and stuff are somewhat subjective.
We have them 6.5 hours a day.
Yeah.
Not the whole rest of the time, so.
And to back up for just a second, because you said you helped, Ms. Harrigan was having some technical problems.
Correct.
Is the version of this that was sent out by Christian with the agenda, is that the latest version?
Yes, so okay. Ms. Harrigan was unable to edit the document, so there should only be the one version. Well, okay. We had some back and forth between staff, who again, I appreciate. But yes, what was sent out is the latest version.
I just wanted to share the right one.
Yeah, we all have the same one.
Yeah. Versionitis is terrible, so thank you.
Right, but I have to keep going back to the same point of teacher retention. We never did determine replacement and retention.
I will say
we've not gotten that definitive answer. If we retained 50 teachers at the beginning of the year, we have 50 teachers rather at the end of the year, how many of those turned over? We do not know that answer. That's where I get stuck.
I will say we've done a better job with that, with teachers leaving the school district, which is in this report. So I can't, is that a perfect metric? I would say no, it is not.
It's the metric we have at this point. So if we don't want to include it, then we can leave it out.
But
which
turnover
I think
rate
would be a disservice to this committee. Is a whole point in the ballot language, it says retention.
Right.
So we should we had a better.
What my point is that we've narrowed it down and got to a better indicator.
100%.
So I think, I'm not saying we shouldn't use it, but it's time for us to deliver our report. So I think we should use what we have.
Ma'am?
I was just going to say, turnover is really what we like to see as opposed to retention. Because as Ms. Bray says, you know, if you have 50 at the beginning of the year, you have 50 at the end of the year, well, it doesn't tell you what happened in between. So, and it's unfortunate we evidently don't have that data available.
And I will tell you, it has been I've had impassioned pleas, I think, in every single meeting that is a number that I would like. We are closer now than we ever have been. I will say that, and I appreciate staff's time on looking into that. It's been something I've been asking for 2 years, probably.
Being able to track it differently causes the internal people to have to look at it differently because they don't have a method of tracking that at this point. So we've been asking them to look at it differently.
You track retirements, resignations?
I know, because I don't work for them.
Or, I mean, just the school district. Track like resignations, retirements,
no.
Firings.
They know who they are,
okay.
But they don't have it tracked in a way that they can disaggregate it.
And that's unfortunate. With a district with this kind of budget and being the biggest employer of the county, I mean, my experience with different HRs, there was always that data was always there, how much the turnover rate was for any particular department. And Linda has such
don't
a
look at me.
I know, I'm not looking at you, I'm just, you're just a person's easy.
It is kind of basic, and most
It is basic, it's basic tracking. And if we, you know, have a department that can't figure that out.
I didn't say that, I said that's not what they don't have a method currently of doing that. So they have to
figure out something.
Have somebody else write some kind of program to do that.
So if I could circle the wagons back in here, although I do appreciate this conversation because it is a drum that I've been beating for a while, I do want to get back to these two sentences.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry.
No problem. So I think what I'm hearing is what Ms. Spray would like to see is to not have us saying preliminary because we're no longer in a preliminary stage, but also to say that we can't draw the conclusion that the improvements are due to exclusively the village, is that correct?
Exclusively, thank you.
And then from the other side.
We both said that.
Understood.
It's due to factors including.
Yes, so if I may. So then what, and if I'm under, because I'm trying to think about how words meant this.
I know, me too.
So when then, but what we do want to say is that the school district has seen progress in these measurables during the lifespan of the millage. So those are the two concepts that I would like to mesh together in a way that is acceptable to the members of this committee. So if anyone has any suggestions.
If you want to move on, I will try to craft something that incorporates what we have said. And Donna had put something in there too.
And just as a note, I think the language, no preliminary conclusion, shows up again on page 11.
Right, and those things.
So.
And thank you.
Definitive conclusions is the word I would rather. Right. I mean, we can't define that all of these measurables have been totally to just the referendum dogs. But there is improvements, and I see what you're saying.
Well, I would prefer that we take the old language out and repeat whatever language we put in.
Right, I see what you're saying.
I don't know that they'll be saying the same thing, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to those, page 11, and I'm sure that it's in here a couple other times.
It is.
So beside these two sentences brought up by Ms. Barber, does anyone else have any changes to make to the letter from the chairman? Okay. So moving on, this is packet page 7, but it's the second page of the report. Any changes to the creation of, this is historic,
right.
This is, so there shouldn't be anything there. The mission hasn't changed. The operation, we did change the operation organization. And I gave a little bit of the history on that, and then talked about how we tried to streamline with ombudsman, essentially.
I do have one comment.
Yes, please.
Just for the record, and I don't necessarily care if it's changing or not because it is a small item, but at the bottom of paragraph 3, it talks about terms, and it says four members' terms are expiring and all four have expressed their desire not to seek reappointment.
Mm-hmm.
And I am one of those whose terms are expiring.
And that's untrue?
And I have not expressed anything yet.
Yep.
I was gonna address that too, because I'm one of the
all right.
four.
So I think maybe after
some,
the and?
I would put and some.
Well, just say four members' terms are expired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because we won't have a conclusion until after the June board meeting.
Yes, and we have lost members and et cetera. So there are four expiring. And then the and everything after it will just mix.
But you could say and, because your term isn't expired.
Mm-hmm.
And you've chosen not to.
Well,
I did say
that before we lost a couple members before, so we'll see. If this body still needs my warm blood, I'm more than happy to help it move forward.
Well, I think it's reasonable to talk about the terms that are ending, but I don't know that we have to get into the operational aspects of that.
Right.
And it could be also incorrect as a statement, as was mentioned. So thank you. Yep, that'll come out. Okay, moving on, under the defining terms, this is all, these are just basic definitions of kind of what we're talking about here. So now on to on page 8. I'll do this better. I'll also fix this so that we don't have a header. Start on one page and then go on to the, I'll do a page break there.
Yeah.
So conclusion.
Page 8?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, I see. In that first paragraph?
Yes, ma'am.
I think it's just a typo. The second line, recording and tracking the of the resolution.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tracking the.
Is there supposed to be something
the,
there?
Of the, yeah,
take
sure.
The, of the, take
tracking
the,
of the.
Good catch.
So,
okay, thank
tracking
you.
Of the. Okay.
Thank you very much. Okay, moving on to analysis on page 9. So these are the schedules of just an explanation. Along with a little bit of data. Under discussion and recommendations, any changes?
Clarification.
Yes, ma'am.
Me, please, on core.
So,
is that the sort of the school budget aside from the referendum? That's
exactly.
What I thought. I just wanted to be sure. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. So one issue that has come up during prior years' committee meeting was the, I don't want to call it a worry, but just to make sure that the teachers weren't getting shortchanged with their regular pay increases because that they already had millage, so that they would basically be backfilling any type of salary increase with the additional millage money instead of having the core. If the millage didn't exist, how would they be progressing? And then on top of it should be the millage. So that's where that comes from.
I would say if we could add any kind of recommendation on there as well, if we could get some type of better method of tracking retention versus retention as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You say retention and turnover?
Yeah, that's a good thing to work. Thank you. Retention versus turnover, if we get a more defined way of tracking that, that would be my biggest ask of the district.
It seems like there must be other school districts that do it. And
they might be able to check on another district and see how they're doing that. I don't know that.
I can't believe that nobody's doing it, you know.
Right.
And then I was in law school, I interned with the county in their HR department tracking this very thing. So when you have a termination, typically any type of termination that you are leaving, there's a reason. You're either in drop or there's a legitimate termination or someone quits or they're placed on administrative and then they don't return. Those things are coded in there. So that's why I've been so confused about this, because I've poured through data on this, just not for our specific. I understand the challenges of making sure that your database aligns with other databases, that they're talking to each other. And we did have an issue with that, obviously, with the changeover of the systems during the implementation of the millage money. So I do understand to a degree, but I would also echo the desire for I don't know how to say it really, the retention and turnover tracking. Clearly defined report on retention due to the call of this committee. Is that kind of where you're thinking?
And based on the referendum language, was that was the primary thing, teacher retention,
mm-hmm.
not the turnover.
And that's what I'm, that's,
you
well,
know,
I can't go
compare
hand,
without,
hand.
It does, but.
And exactly, so when I refer to the call of the committee, that exactly the ballot language is exactly what I'm referring to, but I can say it in another way. Due to the ballot language, the approved ballot language. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, tracking the retention.
Or the referendum language?
Right, with referendum language.
Not our charge.
And I know it's not our charge. It's our charge to see the difference in retention and turnover.
Our charge is to track the money, is our charge.
Okay. The ballot language has in there to use the money for teacher retention. And if we don't know what that retention rate versus turnover is, it kind of falls in line with.
Yeah, if that's not the call of our committee, then should we even be including it in the annual report?
Well, the original committee, before we ever had a charge, thought that was important to report mm-hmm. on the metrics.
Yeah, but they were dumb. I was on it, so.
That was the inception.
Hey,
that
I said, I'm not calling you that.
And that's how it got in this report. And we agreed we were going to continue this template. So we want to put in here that we are asking the district.
Moving forward.
Well, this is the template from the second year. This isn't Bob Christopher's template.
Right. No, this is the template. This is the template that we agreed to use.
Yes, absolutely. So, to make life easier.
And also to make it consistent mm-hmm. so that people who look at year one, year two, mm-hmm. and year three, they can see.
Right, but this paragraph, what I'm referring to is page 9 of this document. Discussion and recommendations. It's just a recommendation.
A recommendation for the county for the school district to create.
To provide this committee.
Well, I don't think it's a provider. I don't think that they have the ability to pull it, is the problem.
Well, I think what we're saying is that it's important for the district to have the information.
Yes.
Not just for us.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
It's
absolutely.
Not for
absolutely.
Us. It's something that when we were trying to look at data, we found that there's not a way for them to see it.
Right.
So our recommendation is for them to have a way to see.
Look into the other counties.
How many people they have retained year over year. That's what we want them to be able to see. You started with this number of people. How many of those people were actually working at the end of the school year? Mm-hmm. Not how many positions did you have filled.
There, yeah.
But how mm-hmm. many people did you actually retain from day one to day 196?
Right. And I mean, it's a very complicated issue because of people who might start at the beginning of the year where it's their last year, they're in drop, it's their last year of drop. So if that person leaves, you really can't count that person as not being retained because they weren't supposed to be retained. So, you know, I mean, but what we're trying to do is say the district is saying, since this is what the money's being used for, we need to have the metric that says, this is retention, this is retention, this is retention from year to year.
So that's why you have to track retirements, terminations.
Yeah.
What
know
reason
all
did
those.
That leave?
Yeah. What was the reason for that?
And we did a survey on that. Didn't we do a survey?
What exit
survey on why they left the district?
The district is now doing an exit survey.
Good. Yeah. Still doing that?
As far
still
as I know.
Okay.
Is that something new since the referendum?
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
that's
it would
then
be,
from this committee.
It would be good to mention that. Then.
We asked. For an exit survey to be implemented.
So our recommendation would be for the school district to develop a retention turnover tracking system.
Yes.
Right.
Or what if we put that an exit survey has been implemented and the committee will consider looking at the results of that survey going forward?
We have looked at those results. It's a voluntary survey and the return of those surveys.
Right.
It's very new. They're very light.
It cost more to do it than you got results, to be honest with you.
Okay, so it's not really a valid measurement.
It's a tough thing.
It's not scientific because it's a voluntary survey.
It's just like if you get a survey on your phone, you wanna do that survey?
Exactly.
And now, well, and a lot of people will not say the reason that they want.
Okay, some corporations do like formal exit interviews. I was thinking more along those lines, but.
I just, that's all I wanted was something in this recommendation of the district, recommend that the district develop a method of tracking turnover versus retention.
Method. Track. RNT. Okay, so I have our recommended, this committee also recommends that the school district develop method to track retention and turnover. Does that sound good to everyone?
Did you say develop?
What page are you on again?
A method.
David, what page are you on?
I'm on page nine.
Nine, okay.
We're talking here at the very end.
I got it.
Where it says discussion recommendations. I wanted that little paragraph kinda added onto that.
How about develop and implement?
Develop and implement, that's a good.
Okay, thank you.
You know what we're talking about, we're reading minds here.
Okay, any issue with including that under the recommendations? Okay, great.
Good with that.
So we will move on.
Page 10 of your printout.
So now.
So now you're on the chart?
Yes.
We are on the chart, so. These numbers. I have to go back and check my notes, but these are plug and play numbers. These are the same as last year's because, well, for last report, I should say, because we are reporting on the last year. Because the core pay increases, I assume, the entry level did not change during that time, is that correct? Between 21 and 2021? So these numbers would be the same as they were last year, the entry level?
They did not change in the year we're reporting on.
Correct, yes, that is my question.
But in 21, 22.
21, 22, they were changed.
So that's where those numbers come from. Any questions?
Didn't this teacher salary increase go into effect though?
21, 22.
Yeah, the following.
Oh, yes, they did change.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. Oh, I didn't bring it in my book. Yeah, we did begin implementing towards 475 in 2021.
Pretty significant increases in beginning teacher salaries.
Yes, we did.
Right.
So.
475, yeah, right here. It's right here on this.
Well, that's the 475 is not the right amount. It was 46, 439.
Yep.
46, 439 was the starting salary.
So that needs to be changed to.
Was that?
Maximum.
So where could I find this, the data then to provide the?
I can send it to you.
Okay, and this is plug and play. It should just be.
Take out one number from the other end.
Exactly.
So you're saying this highlighted number at the top is going to be?
The starting salary is 46, 439.
And?
And then the maximum entry level is also gonna be the.
Oh, I can't remember that.
Because both of those numbers right now in this chart are the same.
So that's a change for the very first chart. The second chart should be the same because it was all on the same the previous annual report. Remember it went up until February?
Page 11.
Page 10.
Page 10.
I knew I should.
I knew I shouldn't have left my top down.
1C for 2021 is 46, 439.
1C for, okay, you have.
Okay, and also for maximum.
And now I'll have to give you the maximum that change.
That is.
That.
You said 40, could you please repeat that number?
46, 439.
I this one.
For the entry level.
And then for the maximum, has that changed? From 71, 840?
I don't know that off the top of my head.
And that would just be, would that just be from the pay scale documents? Okay.
For make sure, I'll send you the correct year.
Okay, thank you.
Because we're already in 21, 22 this past also.
So then going on to the second table, that again, that 20.
That went up also for 20, 21. Oh no, I think you got the right amount for 20.
The 5,201 should still be the same, correct?
Because part of this.
That is the correct.
Okay, perfect. Additional half hour, that should also be, that should also be same.
No, that shouldn't. If the minimum up here went up, that would go up.
Went up too.
Minimum half or quarter hour?
It's a half.
Half hour.
It's a quarter hour for teachers. It's a quarter hour for teachers. Student day went up a half hour and teacher day went up a quarter.
So Dave, what is?
So that's just simple math. Once those numbers change.
That's gonna go up just a hair. But it's only a quarter of it, so, all right.
It's embedded in our salary schedules.
And then, the fourth chart. This was included. I wasn't.
I think this
with an advanced degree?
Doesn't say. The degree supplements.
Is on the last one.
Is on the last.
I have the old one back here. Let me see what they're talking about here.
I don't know what that.
I don't think they go into it.
What's that fourth
chart?
Do you know?
What is it?
The fourth chart on page 10.
I don't have it in front of me. Oh, wait, here, hold on.
I'm looking back to see if that's been. Yeah, it's here. It didn't back in. The 2021, yeah. That chart's on here.
Oh, you know what it is? Oh. That is.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Maybe right there.
I know what that is. Is that the 1C plus 5201?
I think that's what it is.
The total?
Yes. I think it's adding the first chart, the second chart,
and
the third chart to the total.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I got it.
Hey, you're left.
Hey, you. So that's the total.
Do you bring any extra offer? So when we're ready.
So there needs to be
another meeting.
Sir?
So that includes the referendum supplement?
Correct.
Yeah, but that's not right, because if that's what they're doing, they added the quarter hour in twice.
Yep.
So I would actually say that either remove the quarter hour from that or get rid of this as this block as a whole, the table as a whole.
The header's incorrect too.
I'm sorry, sir?
The header on page 10 is incorrect because it says core pay increases, which suggests not including referendum on any of the tables.
For all of them, that is a great point.
But the second table says referendum supplement.
That is the actual referendum.
That's how we pay the referendum dollars in the supplement.
Right. That's what it's called, a supplement.
So could you, would it be correct to say,
Tim,
on the second chart, referendum supplement including additional quarter hour?
44,941.
Yeah, you can't.
Plus the quarter hour equals 46,439. So this chart's correct if you have all the pieces.
Oh, okay. All right. So that 1498 is still going to stay the same, basically, on the quarter hour.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yes, please. Please repeat.
Yeah.
The 44,941.
Yep.
Plus the quarter hour.
Yep.
Does equal 46,439.
Oh, where are you seeing? Where does 46,439?
Oh, right
there. Oh, that is okay. Yep. Number. Yep. Yep. Okay.
So that the 46,439 is what shows on our salary schedule, but on this chart, they broke out the quarter hour. So the 44,941 is if you take away the quarter hour.
Which is due to the referendum, so that makes sense.
So this chart is correct.
Okay.
So it's 44 plus the 52.
I just did the math.
Wait a second.
I did the math. The English teacher did the math. I have that calculator.
Yeah, I would have run out of fingers and toes by now.
So maybe just adding grand total something here.
Yeah, I can make this more clear, obviously.
And I think
it's a great point about the examples of poor. That's not an appropriate header either. So
right.
It confuses.
You make that
about
a little bit more.
Well, no, that is correct.
That is correct.
The top is the core pay.
Yes.
But these aren't examples. It is.
Yes, the top is the core pay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the title makes it look like
the title is misleading. It's not the chart title, it's the title of the charts.
But this one right here is the core pay.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
But I'm not this whole chart.
They're not all examples.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm glad we walked through that.
I'm serious
because that's the only way that we all understood it.
So we could say
talk about it.
To Donna's point, on the second chart, it says referendum supplement. She wasn't clear what that meant. It could be pay supplement.
No, it is the referendum supplement. That is what it is called.
Yeah.
Right. I'm clear on that.
Are you saying? Oh, okay.
I just think
the title of the page is maybe not as descriptive as it could be.
Oh, you're talking about
every year. I send y'all the copy of what we sign off on for what the supplement is, mm-hmm. so you can see what it is. This year for 21-22, it went up, and so it was 54.09 for this current year. 2021, it was 52.01.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the title of all the charts would reasonably be pay increases.
I think it would be
instead of
total of all pay, core plus referendum.
Mm-hmm. How about compensations? Compensation
separated by referendum by core plus
referendum and additional quarter hour.
Well, that is referendum.
Okay.
Quarter hours.
Okay, and core referendum and additional supplements.
Are we talking about the very title?
How about if we say explanation of teacher pay by source?
I like it.
By source. There you go.
There's an English teacher.
There's the English teacher.
Pay by source.
Okay. Thank you all very much.
Yeah. All right. So we're good. A lot of time on that. We just have to do the math.
All right. So page 11. I know that page 11 had been brought up prior. So what changes would you all like to see?
Well, in that second paragraph, again, it talks about no preliminary inclusions. So I think we need to remove that.
I think that was the same thing too. That's the right to definitive conclusions, not going.
Well, we are saying you can draw conclusions, but not solely by the referendum. So I don't think you should say definitive. I think that should be taken out. See how y'all. Can we go back to that sentence we were trying to figure
sure.
out?
Sure.
Yeah, if we go back to that and then see what this
is. See how y'all like this.
We don't have a.
As illustrated within this report, the district has shown improvement in the metrics related to goals set forth in the initiative. This improvement can be attributed to many factors, including implementation of the referendum.
Ding, ding, ding.
I like that.
Did you write that just now? Or
yeah.
Prepared?
No, I just wrote it as we were working.
Okay. So that gets to one portion. So That gets to the progress side, but then what about the tying the improvements directly to the millage?
That's what the last sentence is.
So that there's many factors including?
Many factors including the referendum.
Okay.
That's the second sentence.
Okay. Is that okay with everyone to include on there?
No. It's a secret.
It's our report only.
Pass it around for everybody who's not, you know, auditory. You can see it in writing. Sorry, I had it right.
Oh, that's fine. You have very nice printing, just small. I'm okay with that. I just think that, we still don't have the whole results, but I can't say it's all.
I didn't.
I know.
I said among factors.
Among many factors.
Anybody else want to read it?
No, write or read it again.
It's very small. I'm doing this with bifocals.
As illustrated within this report, the district has shown improvement in metrics related to goals set forth in the initiative. This improvement can be attributed to many factors, including implementation of the referendum.
Could I see that again?
You want me to make it bigger for you?
No, I'm all right. Okay.
If you want to see small handwriting,
I just think that
look at Clara Barton's handwriting during the Civil War in the one journal that she kept. It's in the American History Museum. Amazing.
Well, I never know how much room I'm going to have to take up on the page, so I write small stuff.
I mean, she wrote real small. It's real small.
Me? Well, I can write big too.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I can.
I've seen your notes.
I would like to include a potentially, or so including implementation of the referendum. So this improvement can be attributed to many factors, including potentially the implementation of this.
See, I'm not. It's happened during the 3 years that we've had the referendum.
Yes.
So why do you feel the need to hedge?
In all honesty, I think the statement as it is
hedges.
Says, you know, potentially. I think the potentially is
inferred.
Okay, great.
You can't, nail it down to that, but, you know.
We have other factors.
Yes.
Including the referendum.
Perfect. And do you mind if I keep this?
No, no.
Thank you.
I do not mind. But do you want me to write it bigger?
No, I'm okay.
So you don't have to, like, strain?
You have lovely handwriting, so it's nice. Okay, so we went back.
I was required to learn to write when I was in school.
I was too. Just not well.
Well, that's printing, but I can write cursive.
I had the good fortune to have a fifth grade teacher who was a handwriting expert. He makes all do exercises every morning. My handwriting was illegible at the beginning of the year. She whipped me into shape.
Well, and that's why we love our teachers. So that was page 6. Now coming back to page 11 then, do we want to repeat that at the first portion of paragraph 2?
I think so.
And I would also suggest then eliminating sentence 2 of paragraph 2, this part of the CFOC's work.
Right. And I think the first sentence of paragraph 3 could be removed in the same vein.
Okay.
I don't know about the entire sentence. I mean, the
data measured so far has produced mixed results is actually kind of true. Because again, we're still at the point where we can't measure teacher retention versus turnover.
It might be better to talk about that when we actually get into the section on the specific parts. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Instead of rehashing it there, when we get to the part about, I mean, we've talked pretty much about in the section, like starting on page 14, to recruit and retain teachers, mm-hmm. you know, about working with the district to collect sufficient information. That might be time to say
why the data, but look
at the second sentence, and if we eliminate the first sentence.
On page 11 again?
Yes.
Okay.
Paragraph 2 or 3?
Paragraph 3.
Okay.
Look at the second sentence. The recruitment and retention of teachers and staff with competitive salaries has
been challenging.
So that does say what we want to say. Mm. It continues to be challenging. That hasn't changed.
So you're just saying omit the first sentence?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Point that out again, Pat, where you're reading.
In the third paragraph,
yeah.
We eliminate the first sentence.
Right.
The second sentence now still says the recruitment and retention of teachers and staff with competitive salaries that has proven to be challenging area to measure. Yeah. Limited historical information is available. More recent information regarding teacher retention has only become available as a result of hard work and resourcefulness of administrative staff members. So far, data is only available, blah, blah, blah. So it's continuing to be a challenge to measure what we're asking to be measured.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying I'm at the very first
Just
sentence.
The first sentence. Okay, right. I see what you're saying.
Of paragraph 3?
Of paragraph 3.
Okay.
Can eliminate the last sentence of paragraph 3 also, and not say anything about conclusions about student achievement in STEM, because we already said it generally.
Right.
Are you saying the sentence is too early to draw any conclusions?
Well, I don't.
The other
thing, I have to argue that point too, because we had such a hard time when this committee started from gathering data.
Not on STEM. We never had a problem getting STEM information. Doug Wagner dumped.
This doesn't, okay. I see
yes, it's related
STEM.
Directly
it.
To STEM.
I see it now. I see it. I'm there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
I mean, we got more data on MTC and STEM than we could ever go through. He even appointed a specific person to track all the spending.
He's right there.
Is that you now? Oh, congratulations.
So just to conclude on that discussion, so we're omitting just the last sentence. It is too early to draw any conclusions. Is that my understanding?
Yes, because I think that paragraph also falls under the general statement that we made in mm-hmm. the beginning.
We're taking out all of the we can't definitively plan, so we might as well just go through and start Xing out all of the negative of this report is what we're saying. Well, that's
it's not the negative parts, it's the uncertainty part.
That's my belief, is that we're now reporting on year 3.
Right, and we have to throw in what, a year and a half of COVID in that. So it's been really hard, even more so than the first year.
But the statistics that we have here supports improvement.
Yeah.
That's what we're supposed to go by, not what we need, not our feelings.
Okay, so yes on mixing that last sentence. Is there anything else on page 11? Okay. So going on, page 12. The school, the letter grades, we haven't had them in 2 years.
Yep.
So that's, it's been the same.
I don't remember this chart being on there last time.
No, this is a poll from the academic dashboard. It's the third link on page 12. So it's a screen grab of comparison of the last 5 years.
These are the links you asked us to add.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. I didn't expect this graphics. That's, yeah, I didn't expect that.
I mean,
that
that's the letter grade. Mm-hmm. It. I was thinking, so on the next page, we were going to talk about graduation rates, but I would think that the comparison district grades is relevant to the other two charts that are provided on pages 12 and 13. We can mix it, it doesn't need to be there, but it's...
So we're not gonna add graduation rates? I thought we had decided last meeting to add graduation rates.
So, yes, it's just a matter of pulling that information from the dashboard, I believe, has it, so it...
Right.
Is that correct, Tim?
Tim had provided a...
Sorry?
Didn't you provide us a little snapshot of graduation rate last meeting?
I don't remember.
Well, if not,
it was on the dashboard.
That's what I was saying.
It was on the dashboard and somebody printed that.
So I would just take the same graphic as this dashboard
and plug in there.
And put it into graduation.
On page 13 or below, above, whatever this is on 13.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it looks like
13.
So
I see it. My printed yellow. So
I cannot
see that line. All right,
ma'am.
Gotcha.
13. The top refers to school grades, so it goes underneath where you said insert graduation.
Right here, printed on my printer in yellow.
Oh,
insert graduation rates, so I can't even see that. So.
Yeah, so that'll be the same snapshot from the dashboard that the district has up on the website.
Okay.
Okay, moving on to page 14.
And that's where I have my big notes, retention to replacement to turnover.
Well, and again.
But again, we're going to get there, I hope, soon that they find some district that does that effectively.
Yes, I do appreciate the left district numbers as opposed to not having anything there, so that's helpful.
Yeah. Would it be appropriate to put on this page the other statement that we prepared about teacher retention and trying to track turnover?
Like we put on page...
Sure.
On page 9,
mm-hmm.
Maybe put a little block there as well. Put up, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So add recommendations,
but I think it might be.
Well, I think it's very important to have it there as well. I agree with you. So add that.
From page 9.
Right. Recommendation from page 9. Right. Page 9. Okay.
Anything else on 14? No? Okay. So then 15, there's two tables. This is the retention to go. So this is comparing two time periods to each other. It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Right.
And with the previous page, that's going to link into this.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to 16.
I don't see anything. This looks good.
Okay. Anyone else, anything on 16? Okay. On to 17. So under STEM, is there any input on 17?
On 17, we need to alter our conclusions once more.
So, remove the first sentence?
Mm-hmm.
This is an ongoing document that's just updated every year. To me, I think there's always more information before we can definitively say everything that's been approved. And I know we've said it in the previous 17 pages. We can't just attribute it totally.
You're never going to be able to definitively say it. So I think we need to take that out. We need to say that we need to continue to ask staff to provide information and how much we appreciate the cooperation that we've had from staff.
We have that down here. We are grateful for the district staff members who have worked hard.
I think those are the important things in this conversation, is what I'm saying.
To be honest with you, I mean, after several years of doing this report, that kind of sounds like a hedge and like you might never get there.
That's right.
Which makes people think that.
No, I think we should take it out.
It's, you know, too wishy-washy.
Does anyone else have any other input on either keeping or scrapping the first sentence of the conclusions paragraph?
I would take it out.
And the reason I'm going to agree to that is because for this committee to uphold its obligation under the resolution, we need more consistent, reliable information provided to us in a timely fashion. So I would be okay with taking off that first sentence with that staying the same.
I think the thing that we're working on is the last sentence. This is particularly true for relevant outcomes for teacher and staff recruitment. That is the thing that we're continuing to try to narrow.
I'm saying the first sentence. We're
right. I agree with that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, but the rest of the paragraph to me seems okay.
So anything else on 17?
Well, the only thing about 17, if I could, I'm sorry.
Yes, no, please.
In the conclusions on 17, that paragraph is under the heading Career and Technical in STEM. And that last sentence in the conclusions talks about teacher and staff recruitment and retention. We already talked about that. So it really doesn't fit in that section.
So this is more, maybe I should make this header bigger.
Well, this is
the wrap-up.
These are STEM teachers. So no, we're talking about STEM teachers.
No, we're not. Right?
No, this is the final conclusion.
I should probably hold it
and make it larger.
These conclusions don't fall under the
STEM.
No, this is our final conclusion. Okay. Is what you're saying.
It's like, it should be the same font as CFOC request.
Yes, okay. That might fix it.
Okay, I get where you're coming from now.
I have another question about this paragraph.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it the position of the committee that the information we're getting is not consistent or not reliable? Because that's what this sounds like to me.
It's been hard.
For the period we're reporting for?
I don't agree with that statement. I think this is a holdover from our very first report.
And I can see how you might make that statement during COVID and stuff, but we've been at this for a couple of years now. Is that still the case? Because it does sound.
What about this? I think I have a pretty simple fix. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying we need more consistent, just getting rid of more. Mm-hmm. So we say we need consistent, reliable information provided. I would scrap us, but provided in a timely fashion, in a format conducive, and then we go on to say we're grateful for the help of district staff.
That's good.
Having consistent,
providing this information. So just getting rid of the word more, so we're not comparing it to what we actually received.
having it is vital to us being able to do our work.
Mm-hmm. So I see what you're saying. I think that that is a, right.
We need
a concise fix.
Just we need consistent, not more consistent, just consistent.
Yeah. Having it is, you can't do it if you don't have it.
Right. Okay.
Anything else on 17?
Where it says sealed.
Yes,
requests.
Ma'am.
What is the request?
That is a great question. What request do we have? CFO.
Would that paragraph CFOC? Be a part of the conclusion?
I think the only request we have is to try to figure out a way to accurately reflect retention.
Yep. That goes back to
we've narrowed everything else down.
So what we could do is what we have under see the request section now, take that small paragraph, put it under conclusions.
Yeah.
And then under requests, say about the more reliable, whatever from page, I think it was 9.
Mm-hmm. Right. More reliable method.
Yeah, to develop and implement the method to track retention.
What if?
Just say that is... That's pretty much our big request out of this, is please.
Yeah.
If you want us, if this is part of our call, is the money being spent right to retain teachers, we need
right.
What is it that we said before? Consistent, reliable information.
What if we put that there and then drop this last sentence down finally, as the closing thing, the thank you from the committee be the closing. The CFOC has achieved a good working relationship with the district staff. Close out with that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so put in
so
the request.
Right.
So move, switch the request and the conclusions?
No.
Okay.
Conclusions, request, and then a thank you or in closing. And close with the thanks to
the
people.
So you're saying
it helped us get our work done.
This is our conclusion paragraph that we struck the first line and then the more, and then we're going to take out CFOC request and just put request and then conclusion
and then a big thank you or something
thank
like
you
that in summary
recognition
just
put a recognition there, put it under recognition.
Okay.
Yeah,
something to thank, because I think that's an important way to close out, because
recognition to staff. How's that? Yeah, that's how I would put that. Recognition to staff. So that would be moved down to here, basically.
Okay.
Is that all the pages?
Mm-hmm. Well, then there's just...
Then there's the appendix.
Well, the appendix, right. That's all factual stuff, so...
Yes.
So I have a technical question, and maybe Mr. Bargeron would know this. Is it possible in the future that when we have a document like this to deal with, that we can put the document up on the screen and someone is responsible for making the changes in the document as we speak of them, and then have the document completed at the meeting? Since there are, I appreciate sunshine issues with doing a Google Doc or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
but it certainly would be reasonable that we could work on the document and say, we now approve this as a final, because right now we're in a situation where we have to see the document again and either approve the document by proxy, whatever, however Christian would say we could do it.
Well, we already voted to approve it.
Well, I mean,
contingent on it.
Well,
so what I'm
going to
do, I'm going
to
make these changes, and that's why I've been trying to get down to the very verbiage that we would use.
Right.
So that then, and I appreciate what you're saying. I do understand the request, and that is a good idea.
Backspace and replace.
And then what I will do is I will ask that Christian send it out for everyone to look at and make sure that those changes. I can even send out a.
We can respond to Christian.
Yes.
If there are any changes, but not to...
Yeah, and I would send it to him to...
Yeah, I'm appreciative of those aspects of it.
I know you are.
Do you want to make this a working committee or actually change?
Well, I know, yeah.
I agree.
I honestly agree.
Make the changes and then, you know, especially since you can see it.
And I can spring here right too.
Well, I don't know.
You can do that too.
I mean, there's aspects of security of the document and so on and so forth, so I think the school district technical people.
Could do that.
Yeah, and I think that, I mean, that might even be a recommendation.
There you go.
That we put into the document, that the committee is able to work on the document.
I think we can do that.
The final report, yeah.
In situ.
We can do that.
I like that a lot.
Very productive.
Yeah.
I don't think we have to recommend that.
Yeah, we can do that.
That's an operating.
I have one comment on page 20.
Yes, ma'am.
I think there's a typo.
Okay.
The last paragraph, it says funds to be sued. I think it said should be funds to be used.
Good catch.
I like the first one.
I actually read that too and I marked it, yeah.
Wait, I thought this was suing the school committee.
On page 18.
So if I went back to look at the last report to see if that was there before, I'll bet it was.
On page 18.
Yes, ma'am.
You got the titles, the headers are the wrong years.
What page?
Page 18, CPOC annual report for the fiscal year ending June 30 should be 2021. And same thing right under schedule A.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna.
Templates are great, but you gotta change the pages. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for that.
I'm also going to take out where it says 2021 income and expenditures through the 28th of February 2021.
You're gonna take out that whole chart or?
Through, well, we have the 22 actuals. If you look down the chart itself under the 1, 2, 3, 4th column, it says the 22 actual through February of 22. We have it as 21 in the header.
Right up here is what, okay, right. 22, that should be February 2022 actuals.
Okay, any additional commentary or requested changes or?
Good job.
Yes, ma'am?
I have a thought in what Mr. Aaron says. Have you heard of track changes?
Yeah, yes, I can even send out a track changes version so you can see exactly.
And then do what we call a clean copy of the actual changes made so that you're not having to go, okay.
What did that say, a red line? It's called also a red line.
Yeah.
A red line.
Is that what you all would like for me to send out for approval? Just so you can see exactly that I made the changes that we were talking about and not slipping anything in there?
It'd be easy for us to see.
I'm more than happy to do that because I already have this as a track change.
Okay.
This is the clean version of it.
Okay.
So it would be not hard at all.
Okay, good.
One button click.
That'd be great.
Yep.
Okay, great. I thought this process worked really well.
Well, it wouldn't have gone as well as it did without the help of staff, so thank you so much. I've said it once, I've said it a million times, but I appreciate the hard work that they put in.
This is hard stuff. There's a lot of data. When you print out those 88 pages of a spreadsheet. Yes, sir. Whoever types all of that, I feel bad. Yeah, it takes a lot of work.
Okay, so that concludes our annual report review. Is there any new business? I have seen none on the agenda. Under administrative matters, to revisit, we do have a presentation at the June 16th workshop. The date of the next scheduled committee meeting, August 3rd. Does that work for anyone, for everyone?
As far as I know, it does.
What time is the June 16th workshop?
9 a.m.
Oh, at 9, okay.
Not yet.
Yes, ma'am?
I don't believe you approved the minutes. Just saying.
We did.
And then I just want to talk about that there's going to be a discussion of the Citizen Financial Oversight Committee at the June 16th workshop.
you know, and possibly restructuring how it goes. So I know that there were questions about how's it going to be after, you know, for the year coming,
sure,
going forward. And that could impact whether you want to continue on or not. So it really depends on what the board comes up with, but I think it's going to be kind of a, let's go back to the drawing board, you know, start over again, you know, how to work.
Sure, wonderful.
So just to let you know, so you probably want to watch that workshop. Even if you can't do it that day, you can watch the video.
Right.
So.
But we have to do, isn't this where we're doing a presentation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what time slot do you expect that we're going to be able to do that?
We don't have the order set.
You don't have the agenda.
If possible, I would love to
7 days before
provide
right,
the report to the board, because that is the call as it stands now.
Right.
And then whatever decisions that they make regarding this committee going forward are the decisions they're going to make.
Right. Yes, those are two totally different.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
I thought for a second you're saying it. We might not even have to report this because it might change.
No, we
like,
have
Dad,
to. We have to do the report, and what they do on restructuring is
yeah,
a whole
okay.
different agenda item.
Great.
And the board meets here.
Yes, we meet
okay.
On the first floor.
Down
there, straight ahead.
So you'll send out the time. Is that?
I think I'll send the information.
If there's any preference to hitting this on the agenda earlier in the workshop rather than later, because I know that's part of that agenda item restructuring is going to be a lengthy.
Yeah, I would prefer to have this early. I don't know that we have any dictation on this.
I know that.
But I, just from a respect of the time for the board and of this committee, I would prefer to go earlier for the report on the presentation.
If you're first, then
that would be wonderful. I would rather not wait until the end to present the report. I understand that's typically when CFOC discussions occur, and that's
right.
But these are separate issues, and I would like to present earlier than later.
I think this current committee should be allowed to present their report before this discussion on the restructuring. That's the way I see it, as a time slot thing, not I want to be first. It's more procedure. Okay, let's let the committee present
not
their report, and then any other business you have in your workshop,
you can
and then
schedule your rest of your time.
Yes.
Christian's, I'm sure, writing that down.
Yes, I am. Thank you so
thank
much.
You, Christian.
That's much appreciated.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Mr. Anderson.
Yes.
Mr. Anderson, do you have any additional, anything else that you'd like to put forward?
I really don't. It's been an interesting opportunity for me to watch how this works. Unfortunately, I will not be going on, but I wish you all the best, and thank you, everybody, for what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much for your time. Volunteering is one of our highest civic duties.
The hardest work to do is to volunteer.
Yeah, so thank you.
Very true.
Christian, okay. Am I mistaken about that they haven't approved the minutes?
No, they approved.
They did. Oh,
yeah, we approved them.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Donna made the motion and Cindy seconded it.
Okay, right. I apologize.
All right.
Okay,
better be safe than sorry.
Agenda items for the next committee meeting. I mean, we don't even.
It's going to be based on what this board workshop does.
And have to start for 20.
We have to start working on data
so,
for the 2021-22 year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
Yeah, 22. Mm-hmm.
All right.
This committee will continue. I mean, it's part of the referendum.
Right.
So it will continue. The mode of operation could change.
Great. Okay. Any comments from committee members? Is there anything that you'd like to provide to us? I would like to say thank you all for your diligent work on this. This is a thick document. It's like swimming through pea soup, a lot of it. You're talking percentages of, you know, how much money is going where and why is this, and keeping up with the responsibilities of the tax of this committee. It's dry stuff, and I appreciate you all taking the time to really dig in. I really, really do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks
all for
being
time.
The chair.
Yeah. My pleasure.
We appreciate
it. It was an honor.
And following up on that, you know, we have four people, you know, that are up for or falling off. So having a good chair is going to be crucial.
Several have said that they're going to stay on.
I hope so. Hope they'll stay on.
If they're reappointed, they're planning to stay on. Yeah. So
wonderful.
I think continuity makes things easier.
It does.
Because that's what I said early on when a lot of the new members here came on.
Right.
It's a learning process.
Right.
It's not, we can't retroactive everything
right.
back to where we started. It's hard. It's what we have, and we move forward with what we have, and that's what we tried to do. Some things were contentious, but we got through it. That's the way I look at it.
Hard on the issues, not for people.
One question, do we possibly have five people leaving the committee? Because it says in the
I have written
the summary, it says four terms expiring.
Yes, which is a minor, which is correct. Now, but I mean, those are the terms that are expiring, and that's as much as we're willing to go into, to say whether, you know, the whole, everyone could leave tomorrow, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that answer your question at all?
Yeah, but, okay.
I'm not sure if I did or did not.
Gina did some work for me.
Well, and I heard your comments today, which, you know, one time I thought you were
yes.
in the committee, but you said maybe not, so. But if you were leaving, that would be five, correct?
Correct, but I'm not terming out. Which is
right.
this, we
which is what I'm
term.
Asking. So,
yeah.
so if you were to leave, it would really be five people that
That's
left.
Great.
Out of how many do we have?
Nine.
How many did we start with?
Started initially.
Let's see, it's on our minutes.
15 in this iteration.
Data four.
Used to be 15.
It was 18 in the beginning.
In the very beginning, it was 18.
Those were long meetings.
When we couldn't vote. That's why we had subcommittees.
Motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn on the floor.
There's a process.
We have a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
I have a 4 o'clock as well.
This mission is adjourned. Well, thank you all.
Thank you.